Recently, some major changes to several of the country's environmental laws and regulations were classified by the Office of Management and Budget as not economically significant. This classification gave federal agencies 30 more days to finalize far-reaching environmental rules prior to a December 19, 2008 deadline, after which the Obama administration's options will become significantly limited. So today, representatives from some of the biggest environmental groups in the country held a conference call urging OMB to refrain from finalizing any more rules affecting major environmental protections under this tactic. Martin Hayden is the Vice President of Policy and Legislation with Earth Justice. He mentioned one such midnight rule change that has captured significant media attention: the Interior Department's proposal to repeal the stream buffer zone rule so that the mountains of Appalachia can continue to be blown up and bulldozed in what is known as mountaintop removal.
This means for polluters and the extraction industries, there are only 9 more shopping days left till Christmas. That's because any not economically significant rule published after December 19th will not take effect prior to the new administration taking over. No one knows better what missing this deadline could mean than the Bush administration, as on Inauguration Day 2001, they broadly delayed the implementation of all of their predecessors' rules that had not yet gone into effect.
Ed Hopkins is the director of the Environmental Quality Program with the Sierra Club. He discussed a rule being finalized under the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act. This law requires facilities that release more than a health-based threshold of listed hazardous substances to report that information to local, state, and federal agencies.
The EPA is now finalizing a rulemaking to exempt the poultry and livestock industry from this requirement. In recent years, these industries have undergone significant concentration, and it's now become pretty common to find hundreds of thousands and even millions of animals at a single facility. And as you can imagine, that creates a lot of manure. And as that manure decomposes, it emits toxic chemicals like ammonia and hydrogen sulfide in large quantities.
Mark Wensler is the Director of Clean Air and Climate Programs with the National Parks Conservation Association. He mentioned a rule regarding the amount of pollution allowed in national parks and wilderness areas, not only annual limits, but shorter limits for even as short as 24 hours.
Now, what EPA has proposed to do is basically eliminate those shorter-term pollution limits that were written into the law by Congress. It would allow an applicant who wants to build a coal-fired power plant near a Class 1 area to average their emissions over the course of a year, even to demonstrate compliance with the shorter-term emission. And that has just sparked a great deal of outrage within EPA. Every single regional office around the country opposed this and wrote very critical comments during the proposal period. Tens of thousands of Americans wrote in opposing this.
Wensler says that EPA says they have corrected those problems, but says that's simply not true.
It appears that every EPA regional office in the country still has major concerns with this rule. Some of them have formally non-concurred with the final rule that's now at OMB. They are, in their comments, they're saying things like the final rule is full of errors, it's not technically defensible, it's based on false assumptions, the protection it offers is grossly inadequate. The National Park Service says that the methodology being proposed by EPA will not ensure the protection of these short-term increments.
Bob Irvin is Senior Vice President for Conservation Programs at Defenders of Wildlife. He says a section of the Endangered Species Act is under fire. Specifically, Section 7 requires federal agencies to consult with either the Fish and Wildlife Service or the National Marine Fisheries Service to ensure that their actions will not jeopardize threatened or endangered species.
The rules that are under consideration at OMB now, which have been proposed by the Bush administration, would cut the heart out of Section 7 consultation and the Endangered Species Act. Under the proposed rules, federal agencies would be allowed to decide for themselves whether they need to consult. In baseball terms, this would be like letting the batters call the balls and strikes for themselves, and will result in a home run for developers and a shutout for threatened and endangered species.